Q94, Joe Mount of Rock, and the Coach's Show continues. And we've got, well, we ventured off into Texas County again, and we've got head coach of the Houston Tigers, Coach Eric Sloan, joining us. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. It's Football Friday. Feels a little bit more like football weather, and you know that, and even the week, practice week, you know, a little cooler temperatures. That was probably a nice treat, wasn't it?
Well, it was, except I didn't dress warm enough a couple of days. So, you know, it's one of those deals when you get out there and you don't have enough clothes on, you better just suck it up because it's pretty miserable. So you got to fake it.
That's right. Yeah, can't let the players see the coach, you know, shivering for sure. Well, congratulations last week. Big win over the Willow Springs Bears. And, of course, you know, it's always good to get a win. But what were some of the things you saw that you really liked and some of the things that you kind of thought, well, we got to work on this week?
You know, I thought we did a good job. We took care of the football. And when we've been able to take care of the football, good things have happened. It seems like when we've had some rough moments, we're putting the ball on the ground and throwing turnovers. So, you know, I thought that was good. I thought offensively we were able to execute, stay on the field. And defensively, I mean, we stepped up and had some stops. We had a couple stops inside the 10. We got four and out. So it was good to see the defense respond a little bit and play the way we were capable of. So it was a good night. We scored several points and got a lot of our kids playing time. So when you can do that and get out healthy, it's a good night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And come out of that game pretty healthy?
Yeah, yeah. We're, knock on wood, we're healthy. So it's always good when you can get a lot of kids in and get some players out and save some wear and tear on some bodies.
Yeah, 100%. Well, here we are. It's week 8 tonight, and you're going to be at Mountain Grove, and a big SCA game right here. What have you, you know, Mountain Grove, they had a pretty tough schedule first three games, and now they've figured things out. You know, new coach, of course, not new necessarily to us or the SCA, but you know, to the Panthers, new system, and they're really starting to adapt to it.
Yeah, you know, their schedule was brutal to start out the year, and it's sure been good to play them at the beginning of the year when you have a brand new system coming in. You're trying to learn option football. Seems like we're playing them at the wrong time when they're getting things figured out and getting that offense rolling. Obviously, he steps as dangerous as anybody in the conference, and playing quarterback with the ball in his hands and making decisions every play is scary. So, I mean, he is the key to success for us, and we can't let him run wild. Seems like he's done a pretty good job of that lately. Got the wheels to go to the house at any play, so we got to bottle him up, try to contain him a little bit, and, you know, hopefully allow somebody else the opportunity to beat us and not just let him have a track meet tonight.
Yeah, I mean, over their last three games, they're averaging over 50 points a game.
Yeah, that's pretty scary, and, you know, with the speed that they have all around, I mean, they're capable of scoring a lot of points really fast, so assignment football's key. We've struggled with that a little bit, so hopefully we've got some kinks worked out. And seems like, you know, dating back to Ava a couple weeks ago, we couldn't get our defense ever off the field. Or when we did get them off the field, it was a real short series, and we're sending the kickoff return unit back out on the field. And when you're doing that time and again, it's a long, terrible night. So, you know, we got to make sure we're fundamentally sound defensively and try to eliminate big plays.
Yeah, and that, you know, I mean, the line of scrimmage, too. I mean, you can't – that, you know, Mount Grove just laid the wood to the Liberty Eagles, and it was – they got you know, they got smoked at the line of scrimmage, and then, you know, just too many turnovers. I mean, you know, they were giving the ball away too much, throwing into double and triple coverage, and just it was, you know, I mean, Coach Swofford is so good at baiting. You know, you'll see one thing, but that's not what they're in, you know. And you try motion to see, you know, if you can get them to show anything. They don't move. You can do all the motion you want. They're not going to budge.
Yeah. I don't know. I wish Coach Swofford would
retire.
Bottle what he does up. And, well, yeah, that too. Yeah, go back to college. But if he'd bottle up what he does and sell it, I'd sure buy a bottle of it. But he can – it's the craziest thing to me. I mean, he can take a 170-pound redneck, and that little sucker will absolutely get off the ball and light your world. I mean, he did it at Ava. He's doing it at Mountain Grove. But, I mean, the line of scrimmage, outside of the one kid, I mean, they're not real big, but, man, they will flat get after you. And, you know, when they beat you off the football and punch you in the mouth before you even knew, I mean, good things are going to happen. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's always been the craziest thing for me to watch his teams, because they flat get after it and they fire out low, and I don't know, good things always happen. But, I mean, he can get the most out of a undersized kid of anybody I've ever seen. So
yeah.
I'd like, if he wants to sell it, I'd sure buy a bottle of it.
Well, it ought to be a dandy one tonight. And, you know, overall, you're pretty healthy.
Yeah, we're as healthy as we've been. We got one kid that's been out a couple weeks with the knee. I doubt he plays tonight. Still limping him around a little bit. But other than that, I mean, we're healthy.
Right on. Well, everybody, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan, you can catch that Panther-Tiger game right here on Q94. Curtis will have the play-by-play coverage. And, of course, we'll, you know, be rooting on for the Houston Tigers. Boy, can you believe it's already week 8, man?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really flown by this year.
Right, yeah. It's just, yep. Yeah. And then districts just around the corner. So, you know, it's everybody's positioning themselves. And still, the district tournament, it's still kind of, Fair Grove's going to be the one seed. Forget that. They're one.
Yeah.
But, you know, two on down, who knows?
Yeah, it's really crazy, and it's such a log jam with our conference. Just, and really, I mean, everybody just kind of beat everybody in the conference, and it's just wild.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anything goes when you get there, but, you know, getting there is kind of fun just to kind of see the formula and how it's working out. But it's definitely interesting this year.
Right on. Coach, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Again, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. We got lots of great rock and roll for you on your Mountain of Rock Q94. Hey, I'm Gary Lee. It's Football Friday. Stay with me. We got some tunes that's going to make you want to wiggle and jiggle coming up.